and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Denise Lenz is here. George Piros is here. Mary Kenny's here. And Barb Rain, our superintendent. Okay, we're here for one policy. Hopefully everybody's gotten a chance to read it, all versions of it. What are you comfortable doing? You want me to read through it or read the revised one?
I wouldn't think it's necessary. I would just ask the superintendent if she's got any problems with it.
Last evening Mary asked that I pulled the policy from press and had a footnote. Okay, and that's what you see with red. Okay?
Right.
Because a footnote's really enlightening, as you
have
said.
Wasn't that something?
As you said, they enlighten you as to the reasons. Mm-hmm. Things are in there, and then what's optional. Mm-hmm. So when I look through them again, it made a world of difference in perception.
Right.
So what I would, before I can answer your question, George, I need to know what is the goal of the policy? What are we trying to achieve based on the previous policy and the new verbiage that's put in place by legal counsel? What are we trying to achieve? Because then I can certainly help us get us there.
My personal view on that is to maintain, to have set locations instead of having different times.
Instead of limousine service.
Exactly.
Nice way to say it, yeah.
Yeah,
it's just to set it so that we have one direction.
And we had identified the issues at the beginning of the last school year because that's when we first realized that we had certain things going on that we weren't aware of. And our concern was the safety of the students who, at the will of a parent or guardian in the morning, would bring in a note saying, don't put my kid on the bus, put my kid on this bus, my kid's going to a babysit, whatever. I think that's a big burden on staff to have to be responsible for every one of those individual notes to make sure that they got to whoever it was that was responsible for putting students on a bus. And I know for years, we never had this issue prior to maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
4 years ago, it was 5 days, one location.
Yeah, up until then.
And
yeah, there was one pickup, one drop off.
Yes,
and something changed without the board knowing that it changed.
Okay.
And when we became aware of this, this is when our concern for the safety came into play. We got worried about substitute bus drivers who aren't used to the kids, aren't used to the route. So they're just learning the route, and then we're expecting somebody to come in and be aware of, well, this is the day this person is supposed to go someplace else. And I mean, I just can't believe in that 4 or 5 years we didn't have major problems, major issues.
But you're also expecting staff to take this all in and be responsible.
And be responsible.
And when mishaps happen, and they do because there's a miscommunication, a parent calls and says, no, my child's not doing this today, they're doing this, and it isn't related to the bus, who do they go after? They go after staff.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's primarily our concern.
Okay.
Does that fit?
That fits in the current policy with the verbiage that was provided, the new verbiage that was provided
the one by with the yellow.
The attorney. And it says that however in such an event, for this one, however in such an event, such a location shall be a designated pickup and or drop off location to be the same. Okay, so that means you have one location, drop off location. And it's the same thing. The district will designate only one pickup drop off location to be the same per student, district wide.
Okay, and then
that was how he, because I was assuming that was the interpretation of where we were headed, and
well, and it does say unless the superintendent or designee establishes new routes, pickup and drop off locations for students in daycare must be along the district's regular routes. So we do that now.
Now this change would be a total mind shift for a lot of people, as you know, because they've already preset their commitments and their decisions based on past practice rather than a change.
Right. And unfortunately, this past practice isn't truly past practice. It's only been the last few years.
But that's all they mean, though.
Right.
Okay, so I don't think anybody disagrees with the safety issue with a five-day form location. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of the timing of the communication of the piece. So, for example, this goes to first read today, this evening. It goes to second read the 22nd, I believe, is the next meeting. Mm-hmm. That's the day school begins. So that we basically either we need to give a window to implement this only because, and with that window, I've already discussed with some staff members a safety net for them. In other words, additional staff to help them during the times that they needed to overcome any issues based on a parent dropping a note off or putting a child on in the correct area.
Okay, and because we're going to do the first reading tonight, mm-hmm. can we not send out an anticipation?
We certainly can.
Then we need to do that so that these people can make arrangements.
Absolutely.
Instead of throwing it right down their throat. So.
And I think that's you know, very fair.
Yes.
You need to give people time to communicate.
Right, and that's why I said an anticipation, because it's truly not voted on, so we can't really instill it.
Not until the 22nd.
Exactly.
When it becomes second.
Can we waive second reading?
I don't know if you can waive second
reading. I would be afraid to, being that we're shorthanded on board members. We have enough for a quorum, and that is it. Mm-hmm. So I would feel that we were sliding some of them, or they may feel that we're sliding them.
Okay.
You know, you had the general consensus as far as the vote via a phone.
But I didn't get a majority.
Okay. So then, I think, there's definitely a second reading, and then just an anticipation.
Anticipation later.
Okay, so
if it passes tonight, I think it
should. So tonight, if it passes first read, tomorrow I will send something out to all parents and daycares along the route so that they're aware as well. And then you're anticipating that this goes into play the 23rd.
Certainly, if somebody calls and says they have an issue, they always have the opportunity, if they don't want their kid to go to daycare, to bring their kid in the morning or carpool or whatever. And if they don't want their kid to go to the specified location, they just make arrangements to have their child picked up from school so they don't get on a bus.
So, for example, Mary, just to clarify, the set location is a daycare.
Right.
So that if the child's time is not—it's not the day that the child will go to the daycare. The parent just comes in and picks up the child.
Just come and pick them up,
correct?
Or car, you know,
or carpool,
carpool
or something
with somebody.
So that the location is, the parent can change it only to parent pickup.
Wait a minute before you say that, because is this going to be a consistent Monday through Friday? Because then we're in the same issue.
That's what
you
I mean.
Put that child on the bus, and mommy comes to get little Johnny, and he's not there because he's already on the bus.
Late. They need to be there before.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is then we put the burden once again on the secretaries, because the mother's going to come in and say, I told you I was coming to get my little Johnny.
Well, they have to do it in writing.
Okay.
It's in writing.
Well, that's part of what we're trying to avoid here in general. So if
I need you to clarify.
Right.
What does this sound like?
What are we, we have to stick to one thing.
Okay, if we want to do it.
Right, and if the
child,
okay, it's got to be 5 days. This is a set location, and if the parent feels that they need to be sent to a daycare on certain days, well, then that daycare person can pick them up at that location. You know, you're in second grade. No, at the bus route where we drop them. So I'll use my.
Oh, at the daycare.
Right,
we'll
use my address. Okay, Acorn Ridge and Woodlawn. Okay. And my babysitter's on 80th Avenue and whatever. Okay. They would have to drive over to Acorn Ridge and Woodlawn and pick that child up, because the bus knows that this is point A is where they're point A
where
to point B
you're right.
Every single day.
Because yeah,
right. If I go to the school and I don't make it in time, that child better be on that bus and going to Acorn Ridge Drive.
Yeah. I would say probably the only exception would be if somebody had a doctor's or
exactly.
dentist appointment.
Exactly.
And then it would
emergencies.
Be the same type
yeah.
of situation that we have now.
Right.
You know, when parents are coming in early to pick up a kid or whatever, they notify the school.
And say,
but they better make sure their notice is verified, you know, call in and talk to somebody.
Right.
Okay, so to understand, whatever the location is, if it's the home, if it's the daycare, if it's the babysitters, it's 5 days.
That's the way it
that
always
location.
Was
okay,
prior
just to, clarify,
to whatever.
Because I want to make sure my communication is accurate.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And just trying to get a handle on the numbers of those affected by the change, you're probably upwards of 100 something. Okay, just to let you know. So, but we'll start the communication, like I said, should this go through. In speaking with staff who were working with this issue for the past 4 or 5 years, they would be comfortable with, they like the idea of the 5 days, one location, don't get me wrong. They would be comfortable phasing it in. And I just wanted to put that on the table on their behalf, that they would be willing to phase this in.
You mean like in a couple weeks?
They were looking at maybe first quarter to give parents enough time to react.
They're going to react no matter what?
I know, I'm just... Yeah,
Right, I'm not done yet. Okay, they're going to react no matter what. And when we get to the end of the quarter, they're still going to react because you didn't give them enough time. Where does it end? Because that's really what it's going to come down to. Well, I didn't have time to rearrange my schedule. We're telling them now. See, we're saying that anticipating, we are giving them the heads up now. But where does the cutoff come? So you could say the first quarter, and the second quarter is going to start, and there will be more excuses.
Well, let me ask a question on that, in that vein. Our meeting's on the 22nd.
Yes.
What's their first day of school?
The second.
So what I mean is
it won't pass until that night. What are you going to do on the 22nd?
Business as usual.
So that is they can get dropped off wherever they want.
Because the policy's not in effect.
Okay, and if we have a special meeting prior to that, to have the second reading, because at this point in time, that's the only fairness to do to them. I mean, sure, it takes time out of our schedule, but...
Well, I don't want them all of a sudden on day one, they're going to do whatever they want. Next day, they all of a sudden have to be
right, hearing right. That's why I'm saying that we may... My suggestion is to have a special meeting so that the board can...
The second reading.
Exactly. So that you have a direction to move forward and that the parents also have a direction.
Even if you read our previous policy, the one that's been on the books for a long time, nowhere does it talk about arrangements for being dropped off on multiple days.
Absolutely does not. It just became
right.
practice.
Yeah, exactly.
That snowballed. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and we should have been sticking to the policy.
Procedure became policy.
We thought.
It did.
Yes.
It did.
We thought we were. But unfortunately,
after four years, it became ingrained into the culture, unbeknownst or benounced. You
right.
know what I mean? And now we're looking to follow the policy more closely, is basically what you're telling
right.
me. Okay.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that happened. We're just, I just thank God that
we didn't lose
nothing
a child
horrible,
somewhere along the way.
Horrible happened, or if it did, we didn't hear about it.
So we would be setting up a special meeting prior to the 22nd, which is our next
meeting. Just check for
meeting.
People's
and
availability and as soon as possible.
This.
Try every day after tomorrow.
You just need 48 hours, so
it'd yeah.
be after tomorrow.
Just,
right,
yeah.
To even have it pushed to next
Monday.
Week, of next week, if we and put the notice out tomorrow. Well, you got to get everybody's consensus. But even you know next Wednesday would
well,
be
Well, even if
still
it's
be,
just four people, it's all we got tonight.
Right.
For the first
you have
reading.
A quorum, then we need to. Stacy, Joy,
she
and George.
Merge,
and then
Sean. Medical issue.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Her or somebody.
Her.
No, her.
I have my direction.
Okay.
She's my back went out again. If I hadn't come up.
Are you serious? Oh, for pizza.
Would have made you happy. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, all of us agree that that's, oh. So that's our recommendation to the other board member that's not here yet.
Okay, public comments.
Now we need public comments. Do we have any public comments? We don't have to sign in. Okay, we don't. Can I have a motion?